Making a difference in our community, this is Emma Jeeps. Emma, thanks for being a woman of influence. To start off with, Emma, can you give me a background of how you got to where you are today?
So I entered the Miss Teen Ontario East pageant in 2018. One of my friends, Kathleen Barr, got me into it, and I was just kind of doing it for fun, just to gain some confidence. And I ended up winning the title that year. As the representative of Eastern Ontario, I got to go to Miss Teenage Canada, where I ended up winning the title of Miss Teenage Canada 2019. So pageantry was never something that I had seen in my future, but it has made me who I am today, and it's given me lots of opportunities in my community and across Canada.
The mindset of pageantry has changed a lot throughout the years. What has been your experience with it, and do you still think there is a place for pageantry?
I think that pageants is something, you're right, that in the media people still think that it is as they were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, where a lot of it was just based around beauty. But nowadays it's more about, you know, fundraising and getting out in your community and making a difference in people's lives. So my platform was childhood cancer awareness, and that meant that I got to travel Eastern Ontario and then in turn got to travel Canada, meeting with kids and going to different events and just, you know, bringing a smile to their faces when they're fighting the biggest battle of their lives. So I think that pageants have changed lots over the past years, and now it's more about being in your community and getting out and helping others.
What do you think has been your biggest challenge starting out in this type of industry?
I think whenever I did start pageants, I was that person that was like, this is all beauty, and just kind of like getting over that hurdle that you are making a big impact in other people's lives, and that, you know, there are people out there that are going to think that you're just doing it for yourself and you're just doing it to, you know, win the title. But in the reality, you're making a big difference in the community.
You mentioned doing this for childhood cancer, which is an amazing cause. Was there something personal that connected you to that?
So whenever I entered Miss Teen Ontario East, there was two, we called them our pageant sisters. There was two young ladies who were a huge inspiration to me, and just hearing their stories and seeing how they persevered through life whenever they did have these big diagnoses, and just how every day they continued and they had a smile on their face and they got up on that stage and they rocked it as well alongside us. It was so impactful for me.
And lastly, what piece of advice would you give someone going into pageantry?
I would encourage lots of young women to enter pageants. It has made me a more confident speaker, more confident in who I am, and it really has changed me for the better. I would encourage any girl to try it. You will not be disappointed at all, and you get to meet so many people along the way.
Listen to all our Women of Influence at renfrewtoday.ca.